Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hell yeah! It's Friday night on Barbecue Superstars. It's beer night out! Having a good time competing this weekend. I know there's a whole lot of teams out there having a good time. And folks, lay back and enjoy yourself. Now it's time for us to just relax a little bit. You know, we worked all week. It's been a long week for me. I went up to Pirate 50, folks, and boy, did I have a good time. I went up there and shot an hour television show. We went through the whole process of how Dale Wilson makes a sign, and I tell you what, he sure did do a good job. He surprised me. I mean, it's real steel. It's pretty heavy steel, and he's able to take that steel, and you know, it's just a plain old sheet of steel, and he transforms that thing into a real nice sign that will last forever. Tough, rigorous construction. And folks, we want to talk about the IBC a little bit. International Barbecue Cookers Association. Now, I think they're based in Texas. And, you know, a lot of us have said that they thought that the FBA was in second place, but I have to pull back on that just a little bit. The IBCA has a lot of barbecue contests. They have over 100, close to 200 contests a year. The IBCA is very well organized. The IBCA has some outstanding categories. Uh-oh, hold the phone. We've got an option here. The IBCA, and I'll read their rules right here. Let me see. Pull it up right quick. The IBCA rules, I think they do. I like the name. International Barbecue Cookers Association. I like that. That is, kind of designates in the name that, hey, the cookers themselves are in charge of this sanctioning body. They don't have a board that overrules everything. Here we go, rules. IBCA rules. Cooked on site. All meats will be cooked on site in preparation and completion of any and all meats. Any competition is within the confines of the cook-off site and during the time limits designated by promoter. IBCA recommends that competition meat be subject to inspection and cook-off by the promoter or his representative. Entries per pit. IBCA recognizes only one entry, one chief cook, will cook on a given pit. It will be the responsibility of the promoter to monitor the entries. Notwithstanding multiple entries in the same category and same cook and multiple entries for the same piece of meat shall be allowed. Pit shall be a design that contains individual cooking chambers and heat sources. No share of heat sources, with the exception of a junior or kids cook-off. Barbecue pits. The promoter will be responsible to address the type and types of pits allowed to be cooked off. Any commercial or homemade trailer or untrailered pit or smoker normally used for competitive barbecue. A barbecue pit may include gas or electricity for starting the combustion of wood and wood products, but not to complete cooking. It shall be of a design that contains individual cooking chambers and heat sources. Backyard cooks. Let's see, open fires. IBCA further recognizes that open fire ground pits are used in some cases. It is in the interest of safety, a barrier shall be placed around the open fire pit. So they'll do a barbecue contest over an open fire pit. Cook-off promoters shall advise contestants in advance of applicable meat categories and or cuts of meat and or types of cookers. The following categories are recognized by the IBC. Here we go. Beef brisket. So one of the main categories of the IBC sanctioning body is beef brisket. Well, of course, they're from Texas. Pork spare ribs. Chicken, one-half fully jointed domestic chicken with skin that includes a breast, wing with tip, thigh, or drumstick. No Cornish hens allowed. Okay, so they dictate you got to use a half of chicken. Of course, we all knew that. In the KCBS, you can use any part of the chicken you want, but of course, thighs are the only thing that win, except for drumsticks that are treated by a dictated manner. Okay, pork, butt or a shoulder. Open meats, meats other than those listed above. So they've got brisket, pork spare ribs, half a chicken, pork butt, and open. So you can have an open category in, well, look at there. So they got the four categories: beef brisket, pork spare rib, half a chicken,
pork butt. So they got pork butt pork twice, and then they got to open. So they got five categories, but you can add four categories, but you can open add a fifth. Hell yeah, I'm liking this. Dessert, this should be a separate category, and the promoter should specify if it should be cooked on site, on the pit, or can be cooked at home to be entered. So they'll let you bring a dessert from home, cooked at home, and okay. Beans, dried pinto beans cooked on site, nothing larger than the bean to be put into the turn-in cup. Aha! Look at that requirement. So they're saying they have a chili beans or a beans category, but if you put sausage and all these other types of meats in there, they have to be smaller than the bean. Double number system. IBC requires that the secret double number system be used. This system assumes a fair competition is fundamental tenet of the IBC. The system requires that two tickets bearing the same number be utilized, one firmly attached to the top of the judging tray in a manner which hides the number, and the other ticket easily removed by the head cook for retention after signing the head cook's name in the front of an IBC representative. Winning numbers will not be revealed until time to announce each place in each category. At the time of the secret numbers attached to the tray, will be removed and announced. Judging trays. IBCA recommends the use of a styrofoam tray with hinged lid and without dividers, or the best readily available judging container, which is approximately 8 inches square on the bottom half. A single sheet of aluminum foil should be supplied in each tray. All judging containers shall be clean and free of any markings. Marked containers may be disqualified at the head judge's discretion. Cooks are responsible for ensuring that the containers they receive remain clean and undamaged. So he's saying right there, you can't mark the box. Well, imagine that. IBCA requires that promoters and head judge advise all cooks of the exact quantities and cuts of meat that will be placed in the judging tray. This will normally be accomplished at the cook's meeting. The head judge or designated representative will inspect all trays at the time of turn-in in order to assure compliance with the turn-in criteria. All garnishes and condiments are prohibited. No greens in the box. Hallelujah. Amen. As they do not reflect the true quality of cooked meat. So as we look around the table, I believe the only sanction that body ever requires garnish is the KCBS. Recommended amounts are as follows. Brisket, 7 full slices, approximately 1/4 to 3-inch thick. Pork spare ribs, 7 individual cut ribs, bone-in. Chicken, half fully jointed chicken to include a breast, wing, and thigh. Drumstick with no skin. No Cornish game hens. Pulled, sliced, or chopped pork. All trays will be turned into the same, either pulled, sliced, or chopped, as directed by the promoter or head judge. If an event has 50-plus teams, it is recommended that 2.5 chickens be sliced for judging and that the brisket and pork spare rib quantities be adjusted accordingly. Turn-in time. Turn-in time for each category shall be preset. Once the time is set and announced, no changes will be made. A turn-in window often 10 minutes before and after the set time will be recognized. Judging trays received after the time will not be accepted for judging. Disqualification. Terms for disqualification. After the tray has been turned in, any tray found to be in violation of the IBC rules will be disqualified at the discretion of the head judge. Disqualified trays will be called out immediately following the category announcement. Judges, IBC, disqualified tray numbers will be called out immediately after the category announcement. So if you get disqualified, they'll call out your number. IBCA recommends that a minimum of 5 judges per table be utilized during the initial judging. Subsequent levels of judging should be utilized, a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 9 judges per table. Head cooks are prohibited to participate as judges. No smoking in the judging area. Whoa, that's a big rule. I've seen that one violated somewhere before. Judges will assign a score from 1 to 10 for each tray sample. A maximum of 20 trays or containers should be assigned to each judging table. Judges should not be required to sample and judge in excess of this number during any event. It is recommended that a predetermined number of top results from each preliminary judging table be sent to the subsequent levels of judging. Now, let's read that again. Judges will assign a score from 1 to 10 for each tray sample. A maximum of 20 trays or containers should be assigned to each judging table. Judges should not be required to sample and judge in excess of 20 trays during any event. It is recommended that a predetermined number of top results for each preliminary judging table be set on the subsequent levels of judging. Announcing winner. IBCA recommends that announcement of winners be based on the number of competitors in each category. Example, cook-off with 10 or more entries, announce the top 10, plus final table numbers only. It is recommended that more than one person verify the ticket numbers. If the number of entries is less than 10, announces all places. In the interest of recognizing winners, announce these places regardless of prizes or trophies being awarded. Prizes. IBC states that a grand champion and reserve champion be named in every cook-off. In the event of a tie, the grand champion brisket will be the first tiebreaker, followed by ribs, then chicken, then any other category. The promoter must advertise any changes to the tiebreaker decision in advance. IBCA. Hey, I like this. How about that? Promoter sanctioning, promoter obligation, annual invitational, smoking log news, active pit chapters, cooking teams, photos, barbecue associations, friends, top cookers, board of directors, merchandise, IBCA forum, www.ibcabbq.org. Now, folks, I have never paid that much attention to Texas before because I didn't know what was going on out there, but the IBCA is stepping up, folks. The IBCA is red hot. Now, if you have, in fact, not been satisfied with the service you got for your very high sanctioning fee, the IBCA is a grand opportunity. And on that note, I would like to just talk about this one thing just for a minute. And I hope everybody pause just for a minute, put your beer down. And let me just say this one thing. You know, in a sanctioning body, if you've only got two barbecue schools, if you've only got three barbecue schools, if you've got two barbecue schools and 1,500 people go through each one of the two, and the two barbecue schools essentially have the same flavor profile and cook the same meat. So, you know, barbecue school A cooks with these rubs and sauces, and barbecue school B cooks with the same rubs and sauces. They cook essentially at the same temperature. They cook exactly the same product. Well, if you have 3,000 of the 4,000 teams, or, you know, 500 of the 1,000 teams, or if you have 200 of the 400 teams, or if you have 50 of the 100 teams that are in the sanctioning body,
Well, 70 out of 100 that worship, love, and praise these two schools, then guess what? The two schools dictate what is championship barbecue and exactly what the judges are going to look for. Now work with me just a little bit here. Let's just think about this for a minute. Now, okay, you've got two schools that dictate the flavor profile of the whole sanctioning body. Boy, wouldn't you like to be that person? Hey, yeah, well, you know what's winning. I mean, you set it all up yourself, right? Okay, now, let's take a little shift off of that. Okay, you got two barbecue schools that dominate the whole sanctioning body, and then other people who learned those flavor profiles from those two schools, because that's all there is, decide, you know what? I won $7,000 this year. I didn't make the jack. I won four reserves. That's 11 top two finishes. I think I know what I'm doing now, so I'm going to start a barbecue school. Well, gee whiz. You learned the dictated flavor profile well enough to win $5,000 and nine reserves. You got 14 top two finishes. That makes you a tapped on the head fellow that, you know what? You know how to do what the two schools are telling you to do. Congratulations, you learned how to do it. Oh, but lo and behold, the two schools look around and say, hey, wait a minute. We dictate all the flavor profiles in this sanctioning body. So you know what? There are people out there who should not have a barbecue school because they haven't earned it yet. Five GCs and nine reserves is not enough winning to say that you're good enough to give a barbecue school. There's only two barbecue schools in this sanctioned body, and the same flavor profile essentially runs both of them. So, let's put it out to all the cooks that, you know what, there is no barbecue school but my barbecue school and my buddies over here, and that's all there is. And if you don't go to those two, you're not going to change the flavor profile in our sanctioned body, so you're never going to get anybody to come to your school because we run and rule everything. Well, gee whiz, let's just think about that for a minute. Okay, all right. So what do you think about that? What goes across your mind when you think about that? Let's see now. If you do over 30 comps a year, you're laying out your $30,000 just like everybody else, right? You know, if you're out there traveling, you might end up doing your 30 to 50,000 miles just like everybody else, right? If you won $5,000, I think you would be hard-pressed to find. There are probably a few, but, there's probably not that many people that won more than $5,000 across the country. So starting to look like it's pretty even to me. Now, you know, I give you credit if you compete on California and you win $1,000, you go to the East Coast, you win $1,000, you go to Kansas and you win $1,000, then you go to Michigan, you win $1,000. You know a lot about regional differences. So I'll give you that. All right. You know a little bit more about regional differences. Well, I mean, if somebody has won a lot of grands, I pretty much can guarantee if they start traveling nationally, they're going to learn those regional differences too. It might take them longer, you know, if other people won't help them out and they got nobody to, you know, kind of point these things out, then, it might take them a little bit longer. Can you see what I'm getting at? Okay, let's have a good time. All right. Let's see now. It's beer night out on Barbecue Superstars. And I tell you, man, we've had a big week this week. We've done a lot of shooting and filming and all this stuff. And I tell you, we're trying to move into live television, and we're excited about it all, and just can't wait. So let's see. Let's do a little. Let's see what we're gonna do here. Let's do a little Jaded. Out there and you're looking for a little change, but it's got the same four categories, but it might be going in the right direction, I think you ought to try out and take a look at the International Barbecue Cookers Association. Folks, I tell you, cooking half whole chickens to me levels the playing field a whole lot, because you don't have somebody over here cooking a thigh and then an unknowing person over here cooking a breast, and then another unknown person over here cooking a wing, and then a fourth person that, you know, legs have won before, and legs did win first place one year. It makes it where you are dictated, and you know that you have to cook a whole half a chicken, which includes a breast, a thigh, and a wing. And, boy, doesn't that bring a whole lot of stuff into balance. A wing will cook a lot faster than a thigh, will cook a lot faster than a breath, than a breast. And I tell you what else the IBCA might bring to the table is you don't have to pay $1,000 to go to a barbecue school to get a rite of passage so you can figure out what the championship flavor profile is. You know what? I think that the people out there that have won at least five grands in 1 year ought to all start barbecue cooking schools so we can get about 20 or 30 of these things on the ground so it'll kind of diversify things a little bit and maybe it might open up flavor profiles for everybody.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed, boy, I used to love that show, man. I tell you, there's nothing like old Mr. Ed. If you're out there tonight and you're drinking a little Budweiser or Miller Lite, Cooler Light, and you're drinking something that's a little bit different, you know, grab you another one. Let's have us a good time. It's Friday night. We know that it's wide open out there on the competition floor, and I know there's contests all over the country where everybody's just going off, and I know the IBCA has got at least four or five competitions going on around Texas or in Texas right now. And folks, if you live up in the New England barbecue area or up in the Michigan area, you know, you ought to call down to the IBCA headquarters and give them a chance next year. You know, brisket is a lot of people's favorite type of barbecue. And let's see if I can come up with a phone number right quick that you can contact the IBCA. And the phone number to call them is 682-232-7972. And if you want to email them to info@ibcabbq.org. And, you know, I believe the IBCA, with as many contests as they already have, might be willing to move out and actually travel a little bit and get more contests going around the country. And, man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of big football games this week. Of course, South Carolina's going to be traveling down there to Florida, and they're going to be doing their thing. And a whole bunch of top 10 ranked teams that are going to put it on the line again this week. And I tell you, a lot of teams have fell over the past week, and it's been a lot of people kind of bump their head. And, you know, if you're a football player out there, you're putting it on the line every week, why don't you try a different sport instead of just football? Maybe you ought to try barbecue. It's a whole lot safer for your body parts, and you might not end up with concussion or all the other stuff that goes along with it. And
spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's
Wide World of Barbecue Sports. Now, folks, barbecue is a sport, and you know, it's a hard sport. I mean, you go out there, you spend all your money, and then you stay up all night if you got a stick burner. Of course, you know, you got to stay up all night.
And, you know, if you got a insulated cooker and you get a couple hours of sleep, well, it's just a couple hours because, you know, you got to stay up a little bit late to put the meat on. Then you got to get up early to put some more meat on. And you got to, you know, change the temperatures, fluctuate, do your timeline. And, you know, barbecue is a whole lot of work. And I'm really impressed. IBCA has got Louisiana State Championships, Texas State Championships. Looks like they're pretty heavily in Louisiana. We'd like to reach out to our IBCA brothers in barbecue and all the people who produce cookers in Texas. You know, if you got a offset or an insulated cooker, I know there's some out there. We'd like to reach out to all you guys and, you know, offer you Barbecue Superstars services. And we'd like to promote you, talk about you, put you on here. And, you know, we want to find out more about the IBCA. And, you know, it's essentially a four-category contest, the same that is the biggest one in the country. And looks like there's a whole lot of room right here for a big-time second sanctioning body on the national level. And I'm going to look at 2012 and try to bird's-eye view kind of how many events they've already got. Looks like they're pretty heavily in Louisiana. Gee, we like to move them out into the state more. And man, we had a great time up there at Pirate 50. Dale Wilson is just a wonderful guy. He has a great system going on for building these signs. And, man, he just got a great way of life. He is enjoying himself out there in the mountains of North Carolina. And, you know, he's right there by the line. And, you know, we were dead in the middle of the Appalachians, so it's, you know, not surprising that the road got bigger and smaller because that's a whole lot of cutting through the woods and stuff. And here's a little Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
All right, folks, I got my calculator out right here. Let me see now. Yeah, my calculator is working right here. If you sell 2,000 barbecue glasses at $1,000 a piece, you will make $2 million. Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? If you sell 2,000 barbecue glasses at $500 a piece, you will make $1 million. Shoot. I don't think I'd want anybody else teaching any barbecue glasses either. Would you? Right now, give me a hill, give me a yell, I'm here right now.
Everybody wants to go to Jack.
Barbecue is universal.
We're looking for the best of the best here.
Awesome.
This is the place to be.
This, in my opinion, is the crescendo of professional barbecue.
Now, folks, I've been talking about people who should and shouldn't give barbecue classes all night. And, you know, I would just like to say from the bottom of my heart that we need diversity in barbecue classes. And, you know, for somebody who thinks they're running everything to stand up in the corner every day and say that they're the only ones who should give a barbecue school is, number one, giving them power and control over everything. Now, you know, need to think about that. We need diversity. And, you know, one thing I do see, now I love everybody out there. I even love them. And I realize, you know, if you sell 1,000 barbecue schools at $1,000, that's $1 million. I wouldn't want anybody cutting in on that. But if there's somebody out there who's won $5,000 and 4, 5, 8 reserve grands in a year, you can't deny that they've got something clicking. And every barbecue school should be evaluated on that own person's merit as a barbecue cook. And, you know, I got to say, I'm going to go ahead and say his name. I mean, Danny Kugel, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke, can cook with anybody in the country. It doesn't matter who they are. At the National Barbecue Cup last year, he took 5th place. Now, some of the people that are saying no one else should have a barbecue school but them were below him. He took 5th. People only have power that you allow to have, that you agree to give to them. So let's open it up a little bit, just a little bit. You know, instead of just having basically two consistently given schools in the country, let's open it up a little bit, you know. Roe Bagby's got a good one. He's down in the FBA, but he's an FBA. Bubba Q has a great school, but he doesn't get it very often. Bubba Q is a big-time championship cook. He doesn't, you know, want to just keep giving his stuff out there and everything. So he's not looking at the $1,000 per person. I need to get 2,000 people to take my school so I can dictate the flavor profile of the overall what is championship barbecue. You know, I'm just putting out there, number one, the knockdown. You know, there's this thing at barbecue. You know, as soon as somebody else out there tries to do something themselves, then there's always a line made up to knock them down, you know. That cooker's just the same as the rest of them. You may as well buy the original. Well, I don't know. Is that exactly true? Have you bought one of those and tried it? He started a barbecue school, but he shouldn't have started it. He had no right to start that barbecue school. Well, he paid his $30,000 to travel this year, and he won $5,000 of non-reserves. I think he paid his money. He paid into the system. You know, I think everybody that tries to go out and do something on their own, number one, hell yeah, that's a lot of work and money. They must love it. Okay, that's a one, so that's a good strike in their favor. And number two, give it a chance. You know what? Everything was all set cookers to start with. My man that cooks for that got the 30-year award at Memphis in May this past year. He's got the patent on offset cooking. He's been doing Memphis in May for 30 years. But the backwoods smoker, I think he was the first insulated. Well, he stepped out. He made an insulated cooker. Well, guess what? That wasn't the same cooker. So I'm sure that, you know, the guy from 30 years could have stepped out and said, oh, that'll never work. You got to do offset. You haven't got any flavor. You know, that's no good. Come up with a line. Try to blackball everybody. Well, you know, this one person over here has got all the power. So you got to pay him $1,000 to take a school, so you got to write a passage so you can win a barbecue contest. You know, you need to kind of think about these things. Okay, well, you know, I gave him his $1,000. He taught me the flavor profile. Now I'm able to go out and win contests because he's dictating everything. I'm glad that the guy who had the offset, you know, wasn't able to blackball Backwoods for coming out with an insulated cooker, because now if you look at the progression, you know, we've had stump smokers and then we got Southern Q smokers, and we had Superior smokers, but somebody said they closed down now. And now, through all that refinement, now we've got Deep South smokers. Well, some of these other guys might lose some sale because Deep South, Randall Bowman, has come up with the baddest kick-ass smoker in the universe. He has. Yeah, it's kind of heavy. It holds the heat. You put fire in that baby, guess what? You're going to get some temperature. I mean, Deep South smoker has went all the way from 30 years ago from the offset, all the way up through Backwoods, through Stumps, through all these other progressions, and now we've come out with this, hell yeah, two-chamber, varies 4 degrees, totally kick-ass, bust-ass, best cooker made in the country. And you know what? Nobody needs to blackball him for coming up with a new idea, because this other guy's sales might go down a little bit. If it works out, maybe the other guy needs to come out with something better than that. Now, let me preach a little bit. Can I get a witness? Is there anybody out there that understands that here's what I'm saying? Folks, we got to work together, and we got to try to keep moving this thing forward. And I just want to ask everybody to do one thing for me, just one thing. All right. Now, everybody, every barbecue cook out there, let this ring a little bell with you. When you hear somebody coming up with that one-liner, he shouldn't do that. He hadn't been around long enough. When they come up with that one-liner about knocking the next person down, you know, if you think about Danny Kugel, Randall Bowman, with that school-cook combination, that's some pretty kick-ass, cutting-edge stuff. When you think about that and you hear that person say it, then sit back and always follow the money. Always follow the money, because if somebody's knocking somebody else down, then somewhere down the line there's somebody back there who's afraid about losing their income or their, and it's all about, so don't listen to that stuff. You know what? We ain't got time for that. You know what you do? You pay the money, you take the school, and you make your own evaluation. Now, after you take the school and you go out and win a grand, then tell everybody, oh, shit, hell yeah, I took that school, and guess what? I went out there, and I won me a grand. And now I got the D-South Smoker, and guess what? I'm set up to win a whole bunch of grands. Try it, then buy it. But don't just come off the hip and say, hell no, ain't worth a shit. You know why? You're laying a stumbling block to us moving forward with the best there is. Because I'm going to tell you something. People that knock other people down would knock you down, would knock anybody else down, and don't give a damn about anybody. And you listen to old Daryl. I'll give you everything I've got. I have given you guys everything I've got. Because you know why? You're hardworking. You're decent. Hell, you're the American dream to me. You know, you guys are doing what everyone else sits on the couch in America on their hands and wishes they were doing. And you know what? I ain't going to let nobody knock any of you down. Because everything you do is of value and is valid. If you're out there every week putting your neck on the line, staying up all night, enduring the freezing rain and the hot summer nights and the hot days and the turn-in times and the, oh, shit, I left a piece of tinfoil or damn paper towel in my box that got disqualified, guess what? I'm standing up for you. And you know what? We all got an equal part in this, every single one of us, from the poorest cook that paid his money to the guy who's won Team of the Year. We all even in this stuff. And you know what? We need to respect each other. We need to support each other. And we need to stop knocking each other down. So in saying that, I'm going to quit all that. I had to get on my soapbox for a minute because you know what? It's hard for me to sit back and watch someone try to be the bully because they're running everything, and someone else that put their neck out, and they've done a good job, to get stepped on in the path of that. I tell you what, folks, there needs to be two national major sanctioning bodies in the United States, and this IBCA, I think they're willing to do it. They'll do the traveling. I believe they'll come out of Texas, and they'll put the hammer down right with the hammer, and I tell you, they got the same four categories. It's essentially the same contest. I think that some of us across this country need to choose the IBCA just to bring diversity in this thing. And then, you know what, at the end of the year, when the two national sanctioned bodies finish, each one of them has 300 contests, then they ought to have a world championship at the National Barbecue Cup in Cummins, Georgia, based on the two facing off, something like that. But you know what? Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and we need to diversify things a little bit. But I tell you what, barbecue's moving forward, up and out. There's a lot of great stuff going on. I'm excited to be a part of it. And we're gonna hit this little Fred Sanford right quick. I have to find it. I hope you're having a good night tonight. I hope you're out there on the competition trail and you're having a good time. You know, competing is about the fellowship more than it is about the cooking. And, you know, go over there and talk to your buddy and hang out. You know why? Every time you hang out with your buddy, your barbecue is going to get better. Thank you. coffee and pour another bud. It's all about Bud Heavy tonight. Kind of a heavy night. Man, we just got back from Pirate 50, and I tell you, that fella loves that rum, boy. He can really drink up some rum, man. It's good. You know, rum is a different type of liquor. It'll get you there, but it seems like it doesn't get you as tore up the next day as some of the other alcohols will. And, yeah, I had to drink me a little bit of it, and I enjoyed it. And right now I'm looking for a little Red Solo cup. And you know, when we do the Red Solo cup or any of these full songs, we'd like for you to knock that beer out before you the song is over. And usually I do 4 or 5 songs a show, but not tonight. I did too much song, too much talking and stuff, and so we're not going to do that tonight. But let's do the Irish song.
Well, bugger off. You bastard, bugger off. Bugger off. You bastard, bugger off. Take a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the trough. You'll get no more this season, so you bastard, bugger off. Will you let a bloody audience of my hours aim to pass? Now don't you be letting that door hit you in the ass. You've been a splendid audience, but it's not big enough. We take it very kindly if you don't just bugger off. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Bloody swine who refused to leave the trough. You'll get no more than beef, so you'll pass this mother off. Here's to the barkeep and the waitresses who've been serving you your beer. They put up with your nonsense, dressing your stupid drunken leers. Be leaving all your money on the table when you go. Now you'll have a throbbing head and nothing else to show. So bugger off. You bastard, bugger off. Bugger off. You bastard, bugger off. Take a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the cross. You'll get no more than beef, so you bastard, bugger off. Here's all the lovely ladies who might be waiting for the band. And thinking one of them might make a tour and one night stand. Oh, please don't be offended, girls, the songs are meant for you. And we're happy to oblige you when this nasty job is through. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Take a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the cross. You'll get no more this season, so you bastard, bugger off. Now you're promising the ladies a night of loving bliss. When truth be told, you're far too drunk to stand up straight and piss. So give it up, your bloody socks, you must be getting laid. And the sooner that you're out the door, the sooner we'll be paid. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Take a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the trough. He'll get no more than beef, so you bastard, bugger off. Well, bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Bugger off, you bastard, bugger off. Take a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the trough. He'll get no more than beef, so you bastard, bugger off. He'll get no more than beef, so you bastard, bugger off.
Hell yeah. Well, we've had a good time. We hope everybody has a great weekend, and we hope each one of you has a great Halloween, and I know we'll be back one time before Halloween. We've got Halloween on Barbecue Superstars. Got a whole lot of videos. We've got movies, a whole lot of movies and stuff. And we're going to end it off with a little Coldplay. It's called Viva La Vida or something. And appreciate everybody coming by. And we're going to let you go. And everybody compete hard, turn in good, and try to win it. This is Daryl Barbecue Superstars on Beer Night Out. Have a good night. This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.